With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to 17 Questions, the brand new podcast where we ask celebrities, authors, YouTubers and broadcasters 17 random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Sophie Lloyd and I'm a DJ and a producer and I'm also a mummy.
What's the worst thing that you've eaten out of politeness?
I don't think I've ever eaten anything that bad out of politeness, but I do remember on the first date with my husband, I made him eat sheep's testicles as a dare in order to get onto our next date. And he did, and we're married.
What elements of pop culture will be forever tied in your mind to your childhood?
It's funny, actually, with regards to kind of pop culture and my childhood, I can remember being absolutely tied to my radio, and I was obsessed with pirate radio stations when I discovered them from about the age of kind of, I say, 12 or 13. And it was just when Kiss FM had just crossed over from being a pirate to being a normal radio, a legal radio show. But there were lots and lots of pirates around that time, kind of early 90s. And I had them all written on my dial of my radio. And I would just be glued upstairs. Rather than watching TV, I'd be just glued to my radio and constantly flicking through them and making mixtapes. So it's weird that I ended up being a DJ. Well, not weird at all, but, you know, it's kind of obvious. But, you know, when you just kind of plod along throughout the rest of your life thinking, what do I do? Like throughout your 20s, you kind of blindly going, what am I meant to be doing? And then it's obvious because that's what I was doing when I was a kid.
What would be the worst thing to hear as you're going under anaesthesia before an operation?
We're just going to take this leg off, or something like that. Can you imagine?
What always cheers you up when you think about it?
Food. Or my daughter.
What's the hardest you've ever worked?
Probably this year and last year, because I've been juggling motherhood with work. And I think any woman, as soon as you kind of come out of that kind of baby maternity, I mean, I never took maternity leave. I went back to work straight away 3 weeks after I gave birth. But, you know, for any woman, it's you just juggle.
What about the opposite sex confuses you the most?
Everything. Everything about the opposite sex confuses me.
What artist or band do you always recommend when someone asks for a music recommendation?
I'm always recommending my friends. I've got loads and loads of friends who are DJs and musicians, so I'm just constantly just saying, oh, they would be perfect for that, but I can't think of a particular person.
If you owned a restaurant, what kind of food would it serve?
This is my dream, long-term dream, is to actually move to the seaside, and I'd like to have a kind of a cafe or a restaurant, and I'd serve local fish, seafood, basically. One day.
What horror story do you have from a job that you've had?
One time I was asked to DJ for a brand. It was an events company, and they said that it was a brand, it was Foster's actually, Foster's beer, or lager rather, and I turned up and Keith Lemon was presenting it, and what I hadn't been told was that I would have to be dressed up in an outfit, kind of in the Foster's colours, so it was that kind of electric blue, red and kind of gold, and they put me in this like skin tight catsuit. and put all this weird makeup on my face, and I had to stand on a podium DJing while Keith Lemon compared beside me, and it was absolutely mortifying. And I was just like, you know, when you just go along with it. I was so mortified anyway.
What songs do you only know the chorus to?
Pretty much any song I don't know the chorus to. It's just a nightmare. I only know the chorus to. I'm really rubbish with lyrics. Despite writing my own lyrics for my own songs, I can't actually remember anything apart from choruses of any song.
If you had a giraffe that you needed to hide, where would you hide it?
Funnily enough, I actually have... Well, my daughter has two giraffes. They're toy giraffes, so we're constantly hiding them. We're playing hide and seek with giraffes. So that's actually a perfectly good question in my life. Perfectly logical. Where's giraffe? Behind the sofa, around the bed, etc., etc., all around the house.
What topic could you spend hours talking about?
The state of the music industry, and how social media affects it, probably, but I won't go into it.
What app can you not believe someone hasn't made yet?
Now, I don't know about apps, but I can't believe there's not a disco ball emoji. Which is just ridiculous. And weirdly enough, yesterday I got through Twitter, through Glitterbox, who I often DJ for. They've started a campaign, you know, on the change.org thing, and they have actually campaigned for a Glitterbox. Or a disco ball emoji, which I think is quite amusing. Very apt for me, anyway.
What's fine on its own, but terrifying in large numbers?
Spiders. Terrifying.
What was your most recent lie?
Probably something to my daughter. probably about something she couldn't have, like sweeties.
Can you tell us about something that you're working on at the moment?
I'm working on my next kind of few singles at the moment in the studio. I was working on them yesterday, actually. I've got a single coming out in about a month's time on Classic Music Company. Thank you for listening to 17 Questions with me, Sophie Lloyd.
Thanks for listening to 17 Questions. If you loved this episode, please subscribe, share, and give us a good rating wherever you downloaded your podcast. Before you go, if you have any questions that you'd love to hear our guests answer, tweet us or drop us a message. It's at 17 Questions across all social. And we'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.